Now listen what Psalm 91, reading from the Passion Translation, is when you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. Glory to God. He is the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me. Glory to God. The only God for me, nothing else. Jesus is Lord. Nobody else. Nobody else. No time, nowhere. He has the final, he had the first say so in my life. He had the final say so. Jesus is Lord. Not coronavirus, not sickness and disease, not demons and evil spirits, not the devil and none of those things. Jesus is Lord. I made him Lord of my life, and he is Lord over everything. And he's, now listen what the psalmist further said. He said, I read verse 2 again. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold that shelter me. The only God for me and my great confidence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have confidence. Put your confidence in the Lord. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. See, Satan has hidden traps to trick you, to trap you, to catch you. But he will rescue you from every one of his traps. Glory to God. Every hidden trap of the enemy. And he will protect you from false accusation and every deadly curse. Not one. Every deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under the covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield keeping you from harm, from the harm. Thank you, Lord, from harm. His arm, God is. Now watch this. You will never worry about an attack of demons, forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. You will never have to do that because his angel, Hebrews 1:13 says, for he shall give his angel, this is Psalm 91 in verse 12, but Hebrews said, aren't they all ministering spirit? 1:13, aren't they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation? Hallelujah. His angel, his massive arm, his great provision, his great protection, his great love, his great faithfulness. God is a great God. God is faithful to us, and he will take care of you. So you don't have to worry or be all upset and wondering what you're going to do. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to keep walking with my God. I'm going to keep walking by faith. I'm going to keep speaking the word. I'm going to keep walking in love. I'm going to keep obeying and doing what he tells me to do. Amen. So let me read verse 5 again. You will never worry about an attack of demon forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. Don't fear a thing, my friend, my brother, my sister. Don't fear a thing. How you going to eat? How you going to make it? He's already made it for you. You're going to live. You're not going to die. You shall fulfill the days he promised you. Those that trust God, oh yeah, amen. So he said, don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you. nor will the power of evil launched against you, even in times of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed, unharmed. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Do you hear that? That's why we trust God. That's why we believe him, because we remain what? We remain unscathed, unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. They will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Almighty, our secret hiding place, we will always be sheltered from harm. Now listen to this. We will always be sheltered from harm. Not sometime. Always be sheltered from harm. Glory to God. Hey, amen. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? When we are full of God, when God is living on the inside of us, and when we are yielded to him, to walk in the light of his word, to be doers of his word, to put his word into practice, to praise him and worship him, and let him, and he is our delight. He is our praise. He's the one we worship. He's the one we trust. No evil, no. They may come against us, but they can never overcome us. Why? 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Glory to God. For greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Now listen to verse 11. God sends angels with special order to protect you wherever you go. I'm going to read that again. God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they will be there for you and keep you from stumbling.